Cambridge Memorial Hospital is enhancing its safety protocols and precautions after two patients tested positive for COVID this morning, forcing the hospital to declare an outbreak in the Medicine B unit. The outbreak declaration was made in consultation with the region of Waterloo Public Health, which requires high-risk settings to declare an outbreak when two or more patients and/or staff test positive for an infectious illness. Outbreak means the illness was acquired in hospital within a time frame that is consistent with the epidemiology of the disease, and when there is a link between the cases. At this time, the outbreak is limited to two patients, but the number of outbreaks is increasing in hospital, congregate and long-term care settings, the hospital said in a press release. Region of Waterloo Public Health is reporting 14 outbreaks in high-risk settings, down 3 from last week. Staff working in the outbreak unit are required to have a negative rapid antigen test daily before work. This includes staff that have worked on Medicine B since the outbreak has been declared and are scheduled in another unit. All staff should review the current guidelines on what to do if symptomatic of COVID. The following precautions have been added to enhance safety. Masks to be used by staff at all times while in the unit. Face shields to be worn within 2 meters of patients. All patients will be placed in airborne, droplet, contact precautions. Enhanced surveillance by swabbing and testing non-infected patients every 3 days until the outbreak is declared over. Enhanced cleaning, especially to high-touch areas. Visitors are restricted to the unit except in end-of-life situations. Virtual visits and phone connections for patients and families can be arranged. Signage has been posted at entrances. The outbreak may be declared over on November 15 if no new cases arise. The safety and well-being of our staff, providers and patients is our top priority, reads a statement from the hospital. When coming to hospital, visitors and patients are encouraged to practice physical distancing, wear PPE and continue to practice hand hygiene for the safety of all. The most effective way to protect oneself from serious illness is to get vaccinated against COVID and the flu.